The Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very, very fortunate in that with just little amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with abundant sawab. Kam mehnat aur ziyada sawab. In a riwayat in Mishkat Sharif, Babu thawabi hadhi al-ummah. There is a chapter concerning the blessings of this ummah, the sawab this ummah gets. And there is a riwayat of Bukhari, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example of this ummah compared to the ummahs of the past, as far as the time that this ummah spends in this world is very, very short compared to the ummahs of the past. They used to live for thousands of years, and this ummah, we know, the average age is between 60 to 70 years. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that a person hires some workers and he says, who will work for me from morning till nisfun nahar till midday? And for that a person will get one qirat, for our understanding, one gold coin. So he'll work from the morning till midday and he'll get one qirat. So the Yahud stood up and they answered this person's call. And they said, we are prepared to work from morning till midday and we will accept that one gold coin. Then this person says, who will work for me from midday till asr? The Nasara, the Christians, rose. They said, we will work. And in lieu of that, they will get one qirat also, one gold coin. Then the period between asr and maghrib, which is very, very short, Nabi Kareem asked, this person asks, who will work for me for this period? And they will get two qirats, two gold coins. It is the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who stood up. And they, for this short space of time, with little effort, they get two qirats. So this is an example that Nabi Kareem gives us in the hadith to make us understand that this ummah with little bit of effort, and what great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. The Yahud and Nasara got angry. They got upset that we are working more, but we are getting very little payment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them. And Allah says, have I made zulam upon you? Hal zalamtukum? Have I oppressed you? I said, whoever works from morning till midday, he will get one qirat. And you are being paid that. From midday till asr, you are being paid that one qirat. This is my fazl, my grace, my favor upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or upon any person who I wish to give him more. It is my prerogative. I can do as I please. So we find this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I, we are so lucky that little bit of effort we do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so much of sawab. Inshallah, in the course of this week, we will discuss few amal, a few wazifas or duas which have been taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are very, very simple, yet it will bring great sawab. Among the things that we will mention today, inshallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there is one ayat of the Holy Quran which was revealed only upon myself and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam, yet the people are not making amal on it, they are ghafil of it. And that is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We will discuss the barakat, the blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is mentioned in Ibn Kathir that when Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed, the clouds moved away. Wasakanati riyah, the winds became calm. Everything was so peaceful and tranquil. The animals listened very, very attentively with the ears. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath, a qasam. And Allah said that by my grandeur, by my might, by my power, whenever Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is read on anything, I will bless that thing. So when we enter the masjid, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and the other duas also. When we partake of meals, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Entering the home, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Leave the home, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Enter the car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Come out of the car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you go to sleep, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To such an extent that when the mayyat is being lowered in the qabr, we all know the dua people read, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. All the time, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is mentioned in the time of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. A person was a very grave sinner and he passed on. And obviously because of his sins he was being punished in the qabr. But suddenly Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went by his qabr one day, he saw that the qabr, the azab had stopped. So he was very, very astonished. Oh Allah, this person was getting azab, suddenly you stopped his azab. How is this possible? What has happened? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Isa, that this person, this father, had committed many, many gunas, and because of that I was punishing him. But just today, his wife took the little child to the madrasa, and the child sat in front of the ustad, and the child read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O Isa, if that child who takes my name and says, I am Rahman and Rahim, how can I then punish his father in the grave? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim basically or simply means that we are commencing with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah that is Ismi Dhat, and two qualities, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, most merciful, most beneficent. The sifat of Rahman and Rahim, both means merciful. Ulama explain that Rahman and Rahim, both these qualities have been mentioned to emphasize Allah's Raham, Allah's mercy. And also, Rahman, the sifat of mercy of Rahman is not confined on any particular person, but it is arm, it is widespread, including the non-Muslims also. It is Allah's mercy upon the non-Muslims also, that Allah gives them food, shelter, and the air to breathe, and so many other bounties. But Ar-Rahim, that is specific to the Muslims in the hereafter, to the believers in the hereafter. Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayh was walking and he sees a little piece of paper. And what is contained in the paper? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bishr Hafi was a drunkard, a very evil person, a grave sinner. But he picked this note up. He realized it is the name of my Allah there. He only has 2 dirhams by him. He purchases itar. Applies itar on this note. He kisses it. And he respects this little piece of paper. That night he sees a dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing, Oh Bishr, you should respect to my name. You see how I will show respect to your name in this world and in the akhirah. After that he becomes a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That right till today we all see Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Nobody talks about his past. People quote his malfuz, his advices. We respect Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayh. There are so many blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abu Muslim Al-Khawlani rahmatullahi alayh. His slave girl, for some reason she did not like her master. So she had been putting poison in his food every day. And after a few days, she was quite surprised that I'm putting poison and my master is still not dying. So she goes up to him and she says, Oh my master, I've been putting poison every day. But I don't see her, I don't know, how come you're not dying? So he asked her, Why are you putting poison? He said, Well, you're going very old and I want to get my freedom. He says, Every single time I partake of my meals, I always say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The effect of this removes the poison from the food. Then he frees her. So this is the effect of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When Alim was being passed in town. And like how we are discussing the barakat of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He mentioned the fazail of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to the people. But there had been a Jewish girl who was going past and she listened very attentively to this whole bayan. It created such an impact on her that she brought iman. Her father was working for he was working for the king, he was a minister. He became very, very upset. So he tried his level best that she must forsake Islam, she must leave Islam. But alhamdulillah, she was very, very steadfast. So he thought the only way out now is to put her to death. And in doing so, I will not be faced with any embarrassment from the king. People will say that your daughter became a Muslim. What kind of a person you are? So he thinks of a plan. He buys her a very beautiful ring. And he gives her this ring. And he tells her, look after this ring. Because this king, this ring has been given by the king. If anybody loses it, the punishment is that this person's head will be chopped off. So she takes the ring and she says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, puts into her pocket. That night when she's fast asleep, father comes, removes the ring, and he throws it into the river. And she is not aware of all this. In the morning she wakes up, and she had forgotten she had placed the ring in the pocket, but she was busy doing the housework, when suddenly a person came, and he said, this fish is for the minister. So while he's preparing the fish, it might be a very strange incident. This has been Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah, he's mentioned this in his kitab, that she finds the ring in the belly of this fish. And she's quite astonished. She goes back, checks in the pocket. She sees the ring is not in the pocket. Nevertheless, she says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and now puts it back in that pocket where it was. The meal is prepared. As they're eating that evening, the father asks her, where is the ring that I gave you? So she takes it out of the pocket and hands the ring over to her father. When he sees this, he is extremely astonished. And then he tells her that I had taken this ring and I threw it into the river. So she says, this is the barakat, blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This affected the father, he also brought Islam. Like this, there are so many other incidents. Especially when we partake of meals. There was a Sahabi who was eating with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umayyah bin Makhshi radiallahu ta'ala narrates his hadith. And he says that this Sahabi or this person, this Arabi, was eating with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did not say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he continued eating until the last morsel was left. And just before he could take the last morsel, this Arabi, this Bedouin said, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. I take the name of Allah in the beginning and the end. Nabiya Kareem then smiled. And then he mentioned that Shaitan was eating with this Arabi all the time. But the moment he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, this Bedouin then vomited, Shaitan then vomited all the food that Shaitan had been eating with this person. Because Shaitan is the enemy of Allah, and Shaitan cannot tolerate the name of Allah being taken on anything, and he must also be part of it. So then Nabiya Kareem also explained that we should say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating meals. But if a person forgets for some reason or the other, then when he remembers, he may say Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that a big plate of food was brought to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba was sitting around Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they just had commenced eating. And suddenly a villager came, and just in two servings or two morsels, he just devoured all that food that was on that plate. Then Nabiya Kareem explained that had this person only said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it would have sufficed all of us. But because he did not say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the food also got finished. One Sahabi comes to Nabiya Kareem, says, Ya Rasulullah, I eat so much of food, yet I'm not satisfied. I never get full. I always have to eat more and more. Nabiya Kareem asked him, do you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? He said, no, I forget to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So here again we learn, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim brings so much of barakat. Once Nabiya Kareem is eating with the Sahaba, or they have not commenced, the food is in front of them, suddenly a Bedouin is being pushed towards them. But they cannot see anybody pushing this Bedouin. And he pushes, he places his hand, he thrusts his hand into the plate, Nabiya Kareem holds his hand and stops him from eating. This still occurs, and then suddenly a girl is being pushed in a similar way, and she also comes towards the food. Nabiya Kareem holds her hand as well. And then Nabiya Kareem explains, it was Shaitan who had been driving these two people towards his food, and he wanted them to partake of these meals without saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so that it would become halal for him as well. But when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then Shaitan runs very far away. When a person says, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, when he leaves his home, he says, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, he is protected. An angel calls out, Wuqita, wa kufita, wa hudita. All your work, whatever work you have for the day, you will suffice, you will be given hidayat, and you'll be protected. وَتَنَحَ عَنْهُ shaitan, and shaitan goes very, very far away from him. So inshallah, let's make an effort from today onwards. In fact, the hadith mentioned, كُلُّ أَمْرٍ ذِي بَالٍ لَمْ يُبْدَأْ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَقْطَى وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَهُوَ أَبْتَرٍ. All important work, if it is not commenced with Bismillahi Rahman Rahim, then you will not find any barakat, any blessings in that work. You won't get any sawab for it. When you make wuzu, although the wuzu is complete without Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, especially in the Hanafi madhab, if a person makes wuzu without saying Bismillah, his wuzu is complete, his namaz is valid. But he'll be deprived of sawab. It is mentioned in one hadith that only the sins of those limbs that he washed when he made wuzu without saying Bismillah, the sins of those limbs will be forgiven. But if he says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then the sins of the entire body will be forgiven. So when we come to the masjid, Bismillah. When we eat food, when we wear clothing also, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.